Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Hashem Asher. So now holding on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph.
So, and this is Makos.
Sachas Makos. So, also.
I'm sorry, where are we holding?
I'm going to tell you in a second. We're holding by four lines from the bottom. By Bar Pedas Pshat. So again, what do we? Our Mishnah told us that when Edim Zomim come to Beis Din and they tell us that some guy, he's this guy, you think he's a Kohen, he's really the son of a Grusha or the son of a Chalutza, who's married to a Kohen. And therefore he's a disqualified Kohen. So you don't do the regular halacha of Edim Zomim. You don't make this person, these Edim, into a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. You don't make him into a Chal. That's what the Mishnah said. Right? So our question is, how do you know that? Who told you that this is an exception to the rule? The rule is, you do to the witnesses what they wanted to do to the other, to the person. So how do you know? So yesterday we said a pshat from a pasuk, because it says, see similar kasher zaman. Now up to the next pshat, bar pedah, four lines to the bottom.
I'm sorry, what page?
Beis Amud Aleph.
Beis.
2A. Right at the bottom,
okay.
Right there.
Okay.
So bar pedah, it says it's a kal v'chaymer. I learned out of a kal v'chaymer. But uma ha-mechalel and o-mitchalel, someone who is Michalel, the man, Kohen, who is married to a divorcee, he's a Michalel, meaning he profanes. He profanes the child that comes out of him. See, he's like a profaner. Eino Michalel. He himself doesn't become profaned. If this Kohen divorces this lady, he's fine, right? See, he's not biologically messed up, right? So this guy, Umaha Michalel, he could, like, the Kohen who's married to the Grusha, like, biologically, his kid is a messed up Kohen. So that is, he makes his kid messed up. But eno mitchalel, he doesn't become messed up. Habal lechalel, velochlel. Let's say someone who comes to make someone a chalel. Habal, someone who comes lechalel. In our case of Edim Zomim, right? This guy came, these witnesses came to Beis Din to make the other guy a chalel. Velochilel. And in the end, velochilel.
I'm just giving you a word to help. The accused.
The accused. Fine. Velochilel, and he did not. So habal lechalel, somebody who came, the witness who came to make the accused into a chal, the lo chilel, and he didn't get profaned because we didn't let the...
He didn't succeed
in profaning the other guy. In Odin, shouldn't it be the rule, the law, shelo yitchalel, that he should not become a chal, he should not become profaned. So again, what are we saying? We're saying, right, let's have over here, let's see, you have a coin that marries this lady. The coin over here, right, he's a Kohen who married a Grusha. Fine. So you have a Kohen who married. Just go slowly. The Gemara said ladies have made their stomachs a triangle, so it says that's made it like the whole baby, so they fall out. So I don't know. Fine. But.
Yeah, it's not so sweet.
There's no skirt. No, I didn't make a skirt. They're just feet. Fine. Everybody figure out, well, let's see his problems later. So this Kohen, right, this lady really, she wasn't a Tznias lady. She was a Grusha, she was a divorcee. And she didn't tell him she wasn't so Tznias. She didn't tell him that she's a divorcee. He didn't know. She came from America, and she said that I was never married, and fine. So this lady is the Grusha. The Grusha, she went and she married him, right? So what happens to their kid? So their kid, for them, is a Chal, right? A little Chal. Like the guy, he's a cute guy, but he's a Chal. This guy is a Chal. Fine, Miles dad had a new Chal. Fine. So now, this guy, he makes him a chal, right? But he himself, let's say he decides to do, so if this lady decides to do tshuva, she becomes very tznius now, and then she says, by the way, I'm a grusha. Right? So he says, have a nice day. So he's going back to his house. He's, right? So what happens with him? He's still a regular calling. Give him aliyahs, calling, give him everything, give him tshuva, he's fine.
As long as they're married, he isn't?
As long as they're married. And halacha could be is, we a lot of times it could be the rabbanon for sure. We a lot of things we make him like we don't treat him as a regular kohen. We don't want to give him aliyahs. We put him like chayim. But even when he's married, at the rights level, he's not ever messed up. Even while he's married, he's not really a messed up kohen. He continue eating chuma with her. I don't know if she's letting chuma, but and have a nice time. Fine. So bottom line is, so what was the kalpam? He makes other people halal, right? So he makes each like he produces his job in life is he produces halal. But he himself doesn't become a chal. You can make chalal, and you yourself don't become a chal. Right? So this is the case. Now, in the case of Edom Zomim, and whatever, you have two Edom over here. That these guys that they want to make this guy into a chalav. They're saying this guy's a chalav, right? The end, they don't succeed. So another two ways of saying, you're zoned, right? So for sure, we shouldn't make them into chalav. What's usually the rule of Adam Zayman? Whatever you try to do to him, goes back to you. Right? So really, we should make the question was, why don't we make this guy a chalav? If they want to make him a chalav, why don't we make him a chalav? So we're saying, because if this guy who makes chalav, he really actually makes real chalav coming out, and he still doesn't make, we don't make him a chalav. You're just a producer, we don't do it back to you. So for sure, we're here, where you just wanted to make, at the end, we didn't make him a chalav, because we caught him in time. We didn't make this guy a chalav.
We caught the zone.
We caught the zone. We caught these guys. For sure, we shouldn't make him into a chalav. What do you say, Rabbi Yosef?
Yeah.
Fine. So that's the worst thing. That's the worst chalav chalav. That's the worst thing to say. So this is what teaches us that these guys don't become, we don't make these guys into a chalav.
In a situation where a chalav is produced, shouldn't it be more strict than in the case where a chalav is not even produced? So that's pretty much what it's saying.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. So saying no chalav is produced. A chalav. If you produce a challah, we still let you leave you up. You're not a challah. You're fine. Here, you never produced him in the end. You just wanted to make him a challah. You just wanted to. For sure, we shouldn't make you a challah. Here, you actually made a challah.
Using logic, you
should. Right. So what I'm saying, if you made a challah, we don't make you. You actually made one. We don't make you a challah. Here, we wanted to. Right. The Gemara is saying, what's worse? This one, we're saying, what's worse? An action or wanting to do something? Doing something bad or wanting to do something bad? What should be worse than logic? In logic, wanting to do something bad, doing something bad is worse than wanting to do it.
Right?
If you want to kill somebody, you kill somebody. What's worse? Killing, right? Killing someone's worse.
So if you really look at it, it's not really a comparable case, because you don't know that the Cohen even knew.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Even if you didn't know, it doesn't matter. The fact and reality is, biologically, he produced
it. He produced it.
Yes, and too bad.
I said, and I said.
Yeah. Like, he didn't know. You're right. A lot of times, Quan don't know. But yeah. Lamaise, that's Allah.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, he's saying if when you actually do something,
right,
we still don't punish you and make you a challah. For sure, if you just wanted to do something, we shouldn't punish you.
Right.
That's the way it's called, that's the logic. The Gemara says you're making too many chachmas. That's what Rav Yosef said. Why? Because you're making a lot of chachmas, but you forgot about the pasuk, what the pasuk says.
Right.
Our whole Gemara's tirus is going to be that is what the pasuk is teaching me. Exactly against your logic. Even though in logic you would say killing somebody is worse than planning on killing them. The chiddush of the pasuk is, by Edom Zayman, that no, wanting to kill someone is worse than actually killing them. Right? Because if two Edom
come, it's the planning.
The planning to kill them is worse than actually killing them. And if two Edom came to Beis Din, right? And then they said, hey, this Reuben killed Shimon, he shot him in the head. So we go take Reuben out, we kill Reuben. Mm-hmm. Now another two Edom come and say, hey, you with us? They're not Edom Zayman, right? You're only Edom Zayman if you're in a stage of planning.
Right.
If the, what's his name?
The accused.
The guy in the box.
The guy in the box. It's much easier. The guy in the box.
The guy in the box.
The guy in the box. The accused. Speak to the lawyer. If the accused guy got killed, you don't kill the Edom Zayman. Right? That's the law we're going to say in Rashi.
By
Kasher Zayman. Edom Zayman. So
he
we see.
That's good. They did kill some other way, right?
Hashem, no. By Hashem. But, no, Beis Din doesn't kill him.
But even really? Though they
murder
have...
Murder doesn't get sent to death?
If you... What do you mean he was a murderer? The Edom...
I mean, in this case, he doesn't
in this case,
kill
if you, if two witnesses come, they're false witnesses, and they say, Reuben deserves to get death, and Beis Din kills this guy.
What happens to
him, Zoni? Hashem will take care of them. I'm sure Hashem will make
them
get...
Is there a penalty for false witnesses?
Right. Is there a penalty
after? It's Malchus, so it'll be, if we find that they'll get lashes, they're saying maybe false penalty. That's all they'll get. They're not going to get... We're not going to kill them. But Hashem will take care of them. No, Hashem will work it out. You don't have to worry.
The more it talks about it, actually, later on, that don't worry, if you killed somebody, you're going to get those back.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't know it yet.
Right. I mean, if Beis Din doesn't have the right to kill, I mean, if Beis Din has a certain rule, they have to have their own justice system. That's their way their rules are. But Hashem knows what the real emes is. He knows, like, beyond the rules. There has to be a set of rules for, like, what humans have to act with other humans, as much as we could figure out the situation, every situation. But even if they're wrong, Beis Din, Hashem still knows what really happened. Fine, so again.
But we haven't even brought in the issue of conspiracy. Or is this part of it?
That's the whole thing.
They're conspiring. Isn't that a separate crime?
Nahon, that's what I'm saying. In this case, the conspiracy is worse than actually causing another person to get killed. The conspiracy itself is worse.
So they're only getting lashes from the conspiracy.
Nahon, correct. In this case, they'll get lashes because we're not, the pasuk teaches us, don't give them the same. penalty they wanted to give to the accused. So in this case, we'll give them lashes. Correct. So again, so let's see the Gemara inside Ravina. Ravina is saying, Maskev Ravina, the bottom line of the Gemara. Maskev Ravina asks the question, Im Kain, if so, if you're making your Kal V'Chomer, and you're telling me that killing somebody is worse than planning on killing them, Fatalta, that you just Fatalta, you just nullified and negated the whole Torah Edim Zayim, the whole Halacha of Edim Zayim. You just took the whole Edim Zayim and you put it in the Shemus box. According to your thing. Because why? Because the Gemara says, because according to your logic, this is what you should say. The Gemara is still, it's still Ravina talking now. Say, because according to your logic, you should say the following. Now we just turn to base and base. Said, Umah sokel enoniska. If two Edim come and they say testimony on a guy, if the two Edim witnesses come and they testify that Reuben is supposed to get, they say Reuben is supposed to get skila, and we give Reuben skila, right? Now another two Edim come and say, "Hey, you were with us." Doesn't matter. We don't kill the witnesses. Habalisko, someone who just came and wanted to give skila, velosakal, he didn't because he was an Edomim. Enodim, shouldn't it be the rule? Shaloi sakel. Must be, it's clear. Machvar means it's clear, like chivar is clear, like it's white. Chivar really means, literally means white. So it's white to us, it's clear to us, because the shanina, like the answer, meikara originally, which means we must go back to Reb Shuv and Levi's pshat. Meaning, you want to bring the whole kalachomer to explain to me why we don't make him into a chalal, a bengrusha. We say, you know, scratch your whole kalachomer, make no sense.
Stick to the pasuk.
Stick to the pasuk. You have to go back to the pasuk. Mm-hmm. So that's really what I said over here.
We use this to teach out that we don't learn punishment from a Kal V'Chomer?
No, that was... Because over here, that Gedalia asked that yesterday, that meaning that how could you ask punishment from a Kal V'Chomer? Over here, it's, the way I understand it's the opposite. Over here, we're trying to figure out that you don't get punished from a Kal V'Chomer.
Right. We're trying, you don't learn punishment.
No, you don't learn punishment from a Kal V'Chomer. Here, we're trying to make a Kal V'Chomer to teach you that in Edom Zomim, this guy did not become a Chalal.
Right.
So it's funny. So you can't learn punishment from a Kal V'Chomer really because you don't understand what's more lenient and more strict, like in Hashem's like justice system. You don't do that. So you can't like make up. You can't. It's very hard. Even like you don't understand really what's, even if you get Sreifa in Halakha, if you do a worse over the Bas Kohen. Right, she gets straight. She goes with another man, she gets straight, right? And a regular person, a regular lady, would get skila. Right now, what's more painful, really?
Oh, not
chenik,
denied.
Sorry, chenik. You get chenik. But what's really the easier death? So, the easier death is straight. That's what Yaakov Bar Nachman was saying. Because straight is much quicker, they burn the whole thing quicker. Mm-hmm. So, we don't understand Hashem's system, what's lenient, what's strict.
So, what might be easier on the person can actually be a bigger tikkun. It's harsher, but
right, it's hard.
Less painful because it's shorter.
Right, so sure, we don't understand. It's about
like less seems less horrifying to get the choke.
Can we
right,
define?
It's hard to
also, Hashem's din is not far. It's not logic.
Right, you can't understand. So
you
that's
can't do it from logic.
Can we define terms for the recording? Strafa and strafa is burning through, pouring hot lead down the throat.
A chedek is strangling. Two people go on each side. They like tie like a scarf around the person's neck, and one person goes on each side. And they pull it tight. They don't. That's chedek. Chedek strangling. If one person, two people go on one, they pull. Two people pull from both ends. And whatever the guy, whatever they call the chedek after this. Fine. It's much easier.
Yeah, we've told them if we go into business, we can't.
Kohanim allowed to kill for business.
Kohanim. What's the Gemara saying? Your Kalachar is wrong. According to your Kalachar, you wanted to tell me that an action is worse than wanting to kill somebody. That's what you're trying to tell me. You were telling me killing somebody is worse than wanting, because you told me, if by killing somebody we don't make you a chalal, right? If by making someone a chalal, we don't. When you actually made an action, you made someone a chalal.
You yourself
are not a chalal. If you just wanted to make someone a chalal,
for sure you shouldn't
be a chalal. That's the thing I wanted to say.
Yeah. backs up what a rabbi was telling us about Ratzon.
Yeah. It's not about. Yeah, it's about. Oh, so now that I say it's wrong. You know why? Because you should make a kalachomer like this. You should make a kalachomer like this. Your kalachomer should be like this. Let's say you have a guy over here, right? You have the thing, you have the agent with. Fine.
We have two agents.
Fine. Right, let's say you have two agents, right? And they say that this guy gets skilo. This guy that out there, this guy, we warned him not to be b'chal Shabbos, and b'chal Shabbos. Anyway, he gets skilo. Fine, that's what they say. He said, we saw this guy who went in Yerushalayim on Shabbos last week, on Parshas Yisro, we in Yerushalayim, and we saw this guy be b'chal Shabbos. Told him, don't get in your car, and he got in his car anyway, he drove down the street, he's supposed to get skilo.
And because they warned him.
We warned him, and they warned him.
It used to be a warning to get it.
Yeah, they warned him, and they told him, if you do this right before, that's it right before, not right before.
That call has been amazing.
Right. Amazing.
If not, it's considered
shogi. No, it's not shogi, but it's amazing without Eden. Yeah. So Hashem will kill him. So just Bestin can't kill him, but Hashem will take care of him.
What is it, Karius?
No, it's Chayev Skip. Hashem will take care of him. So again, so these two witnesses say we saw this guy be Mechal Shabbos. He warned him don't be Mechal Shabbos, and he went and he desecrated Shabbos. This guy, so he gets skilled. Bestin takes this guy out, and we stone the guy. We take the guy, we stone him. Fine, we stone this guy. Now another two Edom come and say, right? Another two Edom come and say, you were with us in Bnei Brak on Shabbos. So what's the halacha over here? We already killed this guy.
Right.
This guy's already dead. What's the halacha here? Too bad. There's no more halacha of Edom's argument. The Torah says a chiddush, a huge chiddush. If this guy's already done, so they actually killed this guy before they came. These other guys, we don't kill them. Right?
Even before that, right? They were dead, you said. You're
even if they didn't actually come, they'll eventually get killed anyway. I mean, even if it was just a Gemara thing, once we say that this guy is supposed to be killed, we give the verdict, this guy gets killed, he gets skila, even if the other two even come running in, like right after the Gemara thing, they said, too bad. You guys go home, you can leave, right? So the Gemara is saying, if this is true, right? When you actually kill the guy, that the Edom Zomen are off the hook, for sure, let's say they just planned on killing him. Because let's say they just planned, we didn't give the guy skila. They just planned on it. We didn't give the guy skila, they just planned on giving. They said this guy gets skila. This guy should get skila. Right? And they didn't kill him. For sure, we shouldn't give them skila. Right? If when they actually kill this guy, you don't give them skila, for sure, if they just wanted to kill him, you shouldn't give skila. That's the more I want us to say. So we know that's not true. Because the whole Torah's chiddush is when do you say Edom Zomen? Only in the case where you wanted to do it. So the Gemara is telling Barfato, you forgot about the whole pasuk. You missed the whole pasuk. The whole pasuk is teaching me that you only get the same punishment only when you wanted to. Once you did it, you don't get that punishment.
But then you have to rely on the heavenly court to do it.
Fine. So,
which is, either a heart attack, stroke, traffic accident, terrorists.
You name it.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, exactly. What's the saying? The Gemara on 10b, it says that everything follows your ratzon. Later on, the Gemara adds that everything follows your ratzon. You see that.
See, ratzon.
Reality is the ratzon is more.
Sometimes reality can be worse, or your ratzon can be more.
No, it seems like it always is. Even with the more bizarre system like that, the Gemara says that thinking about.
There was a lot of reasons, right?
Because the actions, what does it mean? The actions are determined by Hashem. That's the whole thing with this whole case, is the actions are determined by Hashem. It says, comes out later on, if this guy gets killed, even though it was a case of Zomim, but they didn't get Zomim, because they came too late, what does it say? It says that, really, those guys were supposed to get killed.
Right.
So the actions are determined by Hashem. It's all about the Ratzon. It's unbelievable.
Well, so let's see Rashi. So once you're Rashi over here, we're going to turn back to Rashi and Beis Amin Aleph. Six lines from the bottom. Let's see Rashi. What did Rashi say? What did Gemara say? What was the kalachom? Uma hamitchalel. Hamitchalel. Eno mitchalel. What's the case? Rashi says, Kohen hanoseh et hagrusha. Kohen who was married to a divorcee. Shemichalel et zaro. He profanes his children, because the children from them are profane. Ein hu atzmo mitchalel. He himself is not become profaned min hakuhuna, from the kuhuna. So we said habala chalel, someone by Edom Zomen who wanted to profane the other person, velochilan, he did not profane him. Meaning, what's the case? Rashi says Ed Zomen, the case of Ed Zomen, sheratzal chalel, that he wanted to make this accused into a challah. V'lochilala, he didn't make a challah. Eino din, we said, isn't it certain, shouldn't it be the halacha that he should not become, we shouldn't make this eid zomim back into a challah? The Gemara said, no. Ravina said, no, you're wrong. If you're getting about the pasuk, you're losing focus. Oh, suddenly you're getting into your lamdas, you're losing focus. Ravina told him, imken. So Rashi says, if you're coming, l'drosh kalachomer zeh, to darshan this kalachomer, to make this drasha, be'edim zomim, in the halachas of eid zomim, then batata, you just negated, you nullify Torah hazamatam, all the halachas of their hazama, that was the whole thing of eidim zomim. The whole point is that they're coming, that the whole halacha Edom Zomim is what you specifically only wanted to do and you didn't do. That's what Edom Zomim is. And he said, I'll prove it to you, he explains it clearly. So turning to base, Amen base. Uma hasokel, and on his scale, Rashi says on top, Edim shelo husmu. Let's have a scenario where Edim, they didn't become huzam, they didn't become like accused of being Edom Zomim, ad shen herak hanidon. Until the accused got killed, the Akhagal, then afterwards, Huzmu. Then another two Edom came and said, you're Edom Zomim. Einarig, they do not get killed, because I'm reading a pick, and like we say later, on Daf Hey, on my base, Hagu Einarig. If the accused already got killed, then we do not kill the Edom Zomim. That's what Rashi brings the Gemara from Daf Hey. But Hagu, if they already got killed, the accused, Einarig, we do not kill the Edom Zomim. The Chetiv, because it says, Kasher zamam, like you planned on it. Those are the words of the pasuk. Kasher zamam. The Lord does not say kasher asa, like what was already done. The pasuk doesn't say due to the Edom Zomim what was already done. It says due to the Edom Zomim what they planned. So only if they're still in the stage of planning, that's when we will give them back the same punishment. So he said habol iskol v'lo sakel, because someone who comes to give someone else skila, but in the end the accused did not get skila. Why? Shehuzam, because they became Edom Zomim at Shalon Herak Hanidon, before the Nidon got killed. So we said, for sure, so according to your Kavach Chomer, it should come out that for sure you shouldn't kill the Edom Zomim. So we say, so from here we see that must be your logic is wrong. We say, we're sorry, Bar Pidah, but your logic that you're trying to tell me that planning is not, it can't be worse than actually killing is wrong. We see the Torah says that planning is worse than killing. That by planning, we will do it back to you, and not when you actually kill. That's the skimar. So now we understand why, in the case of Ben Chalutza, Rasa or Yosef, so why, if Esri, at the end of the Gemara, why by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, why don't we make the eight zomim of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza?
Why? Because you can't fulfill Akash's Zom all the way, so you don't do it at all.
Oh, you can't do Akash's Zom all the way. Why not? Because...
You can't actually make his son's Chalalim. You could, technically, but you can't because it's his level of Zom.
Oh,
and
fine.
You will be doing it by doing like that. And if you do it halfway, the Gemara doesn't like to do that.
Oh, very good. So it says...
You can't do it.
Very good. It says, Lo v'lo l'zara, so you can't make his children a Chalal. And once you can't make the exact punishment, because Akash's Zom, we don't give it at all. So according to the end of the Gemara, right, we're going to the first pshat. We said the first pshat is the correct pshat. Rabbi Shimon Levi was the correct pshat. That we need a pasuk. We can't get away with kal v'chomer. We need to work it out from the pasuk. Fine.
So we're taking on that Pada is trying to refute the pasuk.
No, I was only punch.
We're taking because we said earlier that there's some Rishonim who say that it's a support for the pasuk.
Or he's a new pshat, meaning he's not arguing. He's either supporting the first pshat. We weren't saying that pshat. We were saying stop. He's saying a new pshat. Simple pshat. Rashi doesn't say he's connected to the old pshat. I mean, at least we were learning from Rashi. He didn't say Bar Pita is connected to Rabbi Shimon Levi. Pashat pshat. We're learning that.
Is it important that the Grozin is saying that it says later? Is it logical? The next sugya says Vehi no senes. Like, is this
kavachomer
logical?
We're
not saying much
about Asugin. That's a good question.
What did he translate
that? We'll get there soon. We'll get there in a minute. We'll read the Gemara. In the next one, we're going to have it. Mm-hmm. We'll have it. So, here.
It's okay. Nullification could take place of the Din Hazamah.
Right.
Okay.
And so, we'll see the next one. Maybe we'll see the contrast. Because Reuben Levy also was asking the same thing, that a contrast between the first Gemara and the second Gemara. We could have asked the same question on both of them. So we'll see. Fine. So let's see the next Gemara. What do we say now? We're going to quote back from the Mishnah. What was the second case in the Mishnah? So the Gemara brings down. Me'idin anu be'ish plani. We're saying testimony on a certain person. Shehu chayav galut. That he is chayav galus, right? So there also we said, we don't make the Edom Zomim chayav galus. There's another exception to the rule, right? We don't make the Edom Zomim chayav galus. B'chulu, etc. So again, the Gemara says, Mina hani, from where do we know hani really these words? Where do we know this thing from? Where the Mishnah know that you don't give the Edom Zomim in galus? You don't do the regular kasha zav. Amrish Lakish, the Amar Kra, because we have a pasuk. It says, "Hu Yanus Elachat Ha'arim." That's the pasuk. It says he should run to one of the cities. Meaning, what was the story of Galus? Two Edom Kad the best and say, "We saw Reuven kill Shimon by mistake. We saw Reuven driving in his car, and by accident we saw he swerved. There was a hard situation. He killed Shimon. Then he just did hit and run. He ran away." I said, "We saw that Reuven killed Shimon. Good." Then Besson comes and says, what do you mean? You were in Yerushalayim that day. You were in Bnei Brak that day. That's what the two Edom say. Right? We say you don't give them, you don't send them the Edom Zomim into Galus. Right? Why not? Because we say the pasuk by Galus says that who Yanus? He, the person who killed by mistake, he goes to Galus. The exclusion of Edom Zomim. Only he goes to Galus. So who Yanus? He has to run Elachat HaHarim to one of those cities. So we make a drasha, who belongs him? He runs and not the Edom Zomim. So that's a problem,
yeah, that's when you really need the pasuk, because it's less obvious. You see, it's the least obvious one. Because it really does seem like he should be able to put a name of that too.
Right.
Not for the word who. It seems like it could be a thing.
Yeah, he should be able to go. It says who, so a special.
The other ones, there's something in it that really doesn't work.
So saying, who Yanus al-Khatayim, who will lay Zadim? That's what, that's the pshat, that's Rish Lakish's pshat. That's a pasuk. The pasuk tells you only the person who killed by mistake goes to Galus, and no one else. To the exclusion of Edom Zomim, Edom Zomim don't go to Galus. So that's the pshat, our Mishnah. We want to, where's our Mishnah? No, Edom Zomim don't go to Galus. It's from this pasuk. That's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon says, I have a Kavach HaMer. Again, we're starting with Kavach HaMer. So I don't need a pasuk. What's the Kavach HaMer? In a case where someone killed on by inadvertently on purpose, someone who killed on purpose, Masha the Maisa Mazid does not go to Galus. Say Hein Shelo Asa Maisa Mazid. Them do not do an action with on purpose. For Rashi's, rather they just did a dibur on purpose, which is a one level lower, it's one notch lower. Eino Din, isn't it? The halacha shouldn't be certain Shelo Yiglu. They shouldn't go to Galus. That's his Kavach HaMer. What's his Kavach HaMer? Rav Rav, what's his Kavach HaMer? You got his Kavach HaMer? You got the Kavach HaMer over here? What's his Kavach HaMer? Saying if he did a Maisa, if a guy killed on purpose, what's the Kavach HaMer? Rashi says, let's say, there's no Galus. There's no Galus. There's no such thing of Galus. Right?
No, he's executed. He's killed.
But in a case, right, so usually if there were witnesses, you'd be executed. Let's say there's no witnesses. If there's no witnesses, the guy killed on purpose, and he'll even admit it to us. He said, yes, I killed him. We've taken the best and we tell him, dude, you killed someone by mistake. He said, no, I killed him on purpose. But we have no witnesses. Someone heard about it, we figured out what happened. There's no witnesses. He'll even admit it. Halacha is, there's no galus for him. Even if he's not getting killed, he's not getting killed. There's no witnesses, there's no galus. Right? So over there, there's no galus. Right. So he's saying, so.
But he will eventually be killed by the Heavenly Court.
Fine. So if you have a case where you don't go to Galus, for sure, let's say you do something less. You didn't actually kill somebody. You spoke out of best in Eidos, which caused them to get killed. So you didn't actually put a gun to a guy's head. So if, we said, if you don't get punished by Galus, if you do something worse.
If you make an action.
If, right, we said, if you do an action, yeah, if you do an action, you don't do it.
You don't get killed.
You don't get Galus, for sure, if you just do a deep one.
For sure, if you do a deep one.
Right, so we're saying, if you do a. You said if you do an action, you don't go to Galus. The guy actually comes back. For sure, if you go one notch lower. If you go to speech, if you can go one notch lower, for sure you're not going to have to go to Galus. You're not going to get punished. You shouldn't have to get punished. That's the one advantage. That's the one I want to say.
I wouldn't even bring it. We can make a Kavach HaMer just like in the last sugya we learned that Machshava was worse, and of course Dibur is worse than Machshava.
That's what they were. So that's what everyone was asking. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see. That's the value.
What about? in the previous case, weren't the witnesses false? Witnesses given lashes?
Right, but right now we're trying
to... So, in this case, which is even more serious, because you're talking about someone who's trying to kill someone, wouldn't it be the same thing?
They didn't succeed in either.
Namely, they shouldn't they be getting lashes?
It could be anyway, but now, right now, the point of the Gemara is we're not focusing on the getting the lashes. Right now, our main focus is trying to figure out why they don't get galus. That's the next Gemara is going to be
it's
figuring
also
out.
Not so much on what they conspired; it's the fact they conspired in court, being sheker, being an aid sheker.
But also, let's try to focus on the Gemara. So again, what's this? We have to try 2 minutes to try to focus on the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? If when you do an action, the Gemara wants to say you don't go to galus. You kill someone on purpose. For sure, if you do speech on purpose because you're saying a testimony in Beis Din and you're saying a false testimony, for sure there should be no galus. Right? So if you do the action right on purpose, you don't go to galus. For sure, if you do speech on purpose, you should not go to galus. You shouldn't get punished. Over here, it's worse. You don't get punished. Level one, you don't get punished. For sure, level two, you shouldn't get punished. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says that's wrong. The Gemara says it's wrong. Because what's the Gemara going to ask? The Gemara is saying you're wrong. Because galus is not a punishment. Galus is an opportunity for you to get out of your troubles. So if it's a punishment, so you say if when you do something worse, you don't get punished. For sure, if you do something less, you shouldn't get punished. Right? That's the question. The answer is you don't understand what's going on. Galus is not a punishment. It's an opportunity for you to get out of your issues that you kill somebody. It's like a kapara, it's an atonement for you. So it's the opposite. If you do something terrible, level one, you don't deserve to give you opportunity to get you out of your trouble. If you do level two, then you do get the opportunity. That's the Mar. The Mar said you're wrong. Again, you forgot what the pasuk says. Now, who taught us that galus is not a punishment but an opportunity? That we know from the Torah. The Gemara proves it like this. When someone kills on purpose, no galus. Right? When someone kills on purpose, no galus. When someone kills by accident, there is galus.
Yes.
So we see when it's more lenient, we give you galus. So it's not a punishment. If it was a punishment, we should punish you when you do something worse. Right? It was a punishment, it should be the opposite. When you do it on purpose, you get punished. But if I'm mistaken, you shouldn't get punished. Say it's not a punishment, it's an opportunity to give you a kapara. Mm. So if you do something, if you do an action on purpose, then we're not giving you an opportunity to get out of your trouble. We don't give you atonement. If you do a speech on purpose, since the speech is lower than action, right, you spoke out of Beis Din that this guy should go, then we should give you galus. So we're saying, so at this point in the Gemara, we're saying, if you go with logic, I would think either Zomim should get galus. So now why don't they get galus? Must be going to Gemara's first shot for the pasuk from Hu Yonas. And only the guy himself, the accused himself, goes to Gaul, the guy who killed by mistake goes to Gaul, and no one else. So again, the Gemara's question was we thought the Gaul is the punishment, right? So we thought if you don't get punished here, level one for sure, level two you shouldn't get punished. So you know you don't understand. It's an opportunity to give you a kafar, to give you atonement. So over here we give opportunities. You didn't do something so bad. It's worse. We don't give you opportunities. And the way we prove, how we prove that galus is an opportunity, and if the opportunity will give you a kafar, it's not a punishment. For the fact that Torah says by mezid, you don't get galus. Only when you do it by mistake. That's proving to us that only that galus is an opportunity for you to get a kafar. We're not viewing it as a punishment.
But also you get out of the exile with the cities,
right,
when the Kohen Gadol dies,
right.
But also, aren't you when you kill an accident? Aren't you also basically agent of the heavenly court?
Yes, I'm sure.
It's true about that, but
it's all. It's insurance. Also, if you go
fine, I'll talk to you about this thing with galus, exactly how it works. Let's try, I want to finish the Gemara. We have maybe five minutes. I want to try to see the Gemara with the rashes inside. So, fine. So, what are we saying? So, let's see the Gemara inside again. The Gemara says, what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Six lines from the top. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kavah Chomer. Rabbi Yochanan says, I have a Kavah Chomer to teach me that Edom Zomim should not get galus. What's my Kavah Chomer? Umahu sha'asa maisa b'mezid. What if he who does an action on purpose, when someone actually kills on purpose, in the case where there's no Eidim, Rashi says, so therefore we're not going to kill him. Ein gola, you don't go to Gullus. So then they, by the case of Eidim Zomim, shaloi asu maisa, they did not do an action b'mezid on purpose. Ein odin, isn't it certain shaloi gola, they should not go to Gullus? That is the Kal v'Chomer. So this should teach me that you don't get Gullus by Eidim Zomim, even if you testified that someone else should get Gullus. Umar says, no. Umar answers, Vehi and this, Hanotenet, this is what should give you the reason to say the opposite. See, this that you're trying to give me a reason. You're trying to teach me, since I'm more lenient, right? That's why you shouldn't get Gullus. Right, Rabbi Yosef? You're teaching me because you're more lenient, you shouldn't get Gullus. Say, no. This is the reason why you do get Gullus. Meaning, Vehi Hanotenet, this is the given reason, because it's more lenient, that's why you do get Gullus. Because you're more lenient. Yeah, because we're doing you a favor. You're telling me you shouldn't get Gullus because it's more lenient. No. He Hanotenet, this is what Rashi is. This is what gives us the reason. This is what gives us the understanding why you do get Gullus. That's what we're saying. Vehi Hanotenet.
Hanotenet, the understanding, or gives him Gullus?
Vehi Hanotenet. This is what is
given. No, this understanding, right, this is what gives us the understanding to give him Gullus. Meaning, this
is
logic.
Going on the understanding?
No, understand. Rashi says this is what Rashi says. One second. Rashi Hamida Azos, like this understanding. This Hamida Azos, this like understanding. Right. So what's Rashi? So what? Why? Because the Mar explains clear. How do I? Husha asa ma'isa v'hi anotet. Husha asa ma'isa amazed. Because this person who does an action on purpose, lo legally, we don't give him galus. Ki hechi, in order, the law to have a leit should not be for him kapara kapara. However, hein by them, meaning the Eidim Zomim, shaloi asu ma'isa b'mezid, they didn't do an action b'mezid, right? So there, we are going to give them galus, not mi liglu, we will give them galus, we'll also give them galus, just like a person who does something b'shogeg, kihechi de lahavel hu kapara, in order that they should have a kapara. So again, you read it inside again. Vehi notenet, this, meaning this, that your case is more lenient, this gives me the reason to give you galus. Why? Hu sha'asa ma'isa b'mezid, he who actually kills, does an action and kills someone on purpose, lo legli, he doesn't get galus. Ki hichi, in order, de lo tehavale, should not be for him a kapar. He doesn't deserve a kapar. Hein, but them, the Eidim Zomim, shelo asu ma'asa b'mezid, they didn't do a ma'isa b'mezid, they didn't do an action, they only did a dibur. So nami legli, they should also go to galus, meaning also, just like a shovei goes to galus, because the notch lower than a mezid, when you do a speech of amazed, also this, so they should also go to galus. Ki hechi, in order, they lahavel luhu kapar, should be for them a kapar. So if anything, your kalacham is wrong. So if I'm going with logic, right, I would think Eidim Zomim should get malchus.
Should get galus.
So why do you yeah, so why don't you get galus? Elamach v'artes. Why it is clear to us? Kedrei Shlakish. The reason why you don't get galus is like Reish Lakish told me from the pasuk of Hu Yadus Elachat Ha'arim. Dude, the only guy that gets the galus is the guy who actually killed the shogi and not anybody else, not the Eidim Zomim.
My question, the way I learned it, is that you say, is that probably wrong, you're saying that we read that the Lo Havi is not going to be a kapara for them, not that it shouldn't. Are we saying that it shouldn't be a kapara because it will be if they do go? Are we saying that it's not going to help them, so we don't send them?
So the way the Gemara words it is,
and then the next part, are we saying that, is the Kal v'Chomer trying to say that for the Eid Zomim it actually will, because what we're doing to him is Kasher Zomim. The guy was going to go to Galus, he's going to Galus. Because Midik and Nagamita, so actually maybe this will be a Kapara for him.
Could be, so you're right. So really the way the Gemara says it is, we're not going to give it to him, because if we give it to him the opportunity, it will be a Kapara. The Gemara sounds like if we would give it to him.
We're blocking him.
But we're blocking him, because if we would give him the opportunity, then it will be a Kapara. In the case of the Dibur we made it. Right.
First one, we say, yeah. We say, are we saying don't give him a kapara? Are we saying it won't be a kapara?
No, we're saying it sounds like we're saying it would be. It's saying if we would give him the opportunity, then it would be, because Maisa, the guy's getting kapara. He's having a hard life. Right. He's away from his family. I don't know if his family has to come to Maisa, but it's a hard life. He goes to college. Everyone knows you're a murderer. It will be Maisa. Yeah, he's giving himself his own kapara.
What happens?
It sounds like it would be.
Him originally, if there's Aiden, he gets killed.
No, we're talking against when there's no Aiden.
How do we know?
No, Rashi says the case here. We didn't together Rashi tomorrow. Rashi says the case here. If there's 80, you don't go get callers because there's ready. You're ready killing you. That's why you don't get callers. We're doing.
So it must be someone killed Mazer
without 80. That's Rashi says. Yes. Pash kaf. So measure if they try to read this Gemara tomorrow with the Rashi's. So tomorrow try to see this Gemara with the Rashi and go to the next Gemara.
Right.
Friday.